This is the Image and Glory Conference 2024.
Welcome to a feast of fathoms full of marrow,
of wines on the lees well refined.
We believe you will be blessed by the abundance of grace to be administered through God's word.
Stay blessed.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I need your help tonight, Father. I just ask for help. I ask that the time that I will spend with your people here, let it not be me, let it not be anything of me, but let it be you. Let it be you that will speak to us. Let it be you that will speak to us. Lord, possess me, possess my spirit, soul, and body. Possess my tongue. Possess me, Lord, I pray, and speak to your people. Possess me, I pray. Give me breath. Cause that out of me will come forth breath that you have given. Lord, I pray. I pray also for everyone that understanding will be given to everyone in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. The seal of the Father is a powerful topic. It's a very, very powerful topic. When you begin to see seal, there are two things that you have to, you know, see. Seal always is a last thing. Seal is always the last thing. What I mean, I will explain it. Seal is when is always the culmination of what has begun. And when it's ending, then there is a seal. For instance, you don't seal, because you see seals from different perspective. In the book of Revelation, we saw the seven seals upon, you know, the amen, praise God, the seven seals, yeah, upon the scroll. Now, you don't seal what you have not written on. You can't seal what you have not written on. There's no need sealing. What are you sealing? Amen. So you have to seal what has been written on. Meaning something must have been written and then finished. Not just written, not half written, but written and fully written before you can begin to talk about sealing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So sealing has to do with the end of a matter. It has to do with the end. When I say the end, So when we are seeing seal of the Father, we are talking about the end of something that the Father had begun to communicate that has, you know, brought about the raising of his image and his person. Now, I'll just talk about seal a little bit, and then we'll move on briefly. Seal is also seen when they want to begin judgment. So it's not just for a full, you know, when the program is full or when something is written and it comes to fullness, they seal it. But they also seal when they want to begin judgment. So you can see it in the book of Revelation chapter 7, you know, from verse 1. Praise God. Let's begin from there. After these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four wings of the earth. I've been teaching this in church lately about the four wings of the earth, holding the four wings of the earth that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east. Now the east is ascending from Eden or from everlasting. Ascending from everlasting. Everlasting, you know, there's something everlasting work has to be done for to bring this angel that we actually have this seal. Because what he's coming with is with the seal of the living God. He's coming with the seal of the living God. The ascending from, you know, I love that. It didn't say descending from. Ascending from. Amen. So he's ascending from somewhere. So it shows you that the seal itself is a thing of ascension. It's a thing of ascension. So they have to make you ascend. I believe that's one of the reasons for seals, sir. That it has to be souls who have ascended that they can seal. It has to, souls have to ascend for seal to take place. And it's not everybody that they seal only those who have also ascended. So they seal them with the seal of the living God. But let's go further. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hold the earth and the sea, saying, hold not the earth, neither the sea, nor the tree, till we have what? Seal. So what are we sealing? I'm not hearing you. So still we have what? Sealed what? The servants. So who are they sealing? Servants of God. So it means that they have been serving God. So that's what I'm showing you, that it's not everybody that will be sealed. It's only those who have served God. Now, to serve God is not just the way we think of serving God. You have to serve God. The service manual has to be given to you to serve after the order that will bring the seal. I don't know if you're following what I'm saying. Meaning there's a way you will serve, you will not be sealed. May God help us. May God help me. May we find the parchment of service. May we serve him acceptably with reverence and godly fear. You know, we say these things, but we don't know that this is a program that has to be revealed to us how we ought to serve in this season. Now, one of the temptations here, sir, is that the way you served in seasons past might not be acceptable right now. Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Alamo frash de la baglanish de monon vende casalia. The pofranine mahan de cash de gadaya. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Father has a template. The Father has his own manual. The Father has the order. There is an ordinance of service. There is an ordinance of service that brings the Father. There is an ordinance of service. Oh, there is a way to serve. Halamoshi ali kapanana hashtevanane that attracts the Father. There is a way to serve that brings the Father. There is a way to serve that brings him closer. There is a way to serve. Hajinemone haliashta kanamananande zebrofa nahashtegaya. Helumenia heshtegamonia. There is a posture of heart that draw him nearer. There is a posture of heart that bring him closer. See, the Lord, I will show you. I will help you to see. I will help you to see. I will help you to see that order. Amen. I will help you to see that pattern. I will help you to see that pattern that brings the Baba. I will help you to see that pattern that attracts Baba. I will help you to see that pattern. There is a pattern that brings him. There is a way. I know the way, saith the Lord. I know that way. I know what brings my Father. I know what attracts my Father. I know what attracts my Father to a soul. I know the posture of heart that brings him closer. I will teach you. Listen to me. I will teach you. I will teach you because I want you to bear my Father's name. I will teach you because I want you to be sealed of his nature. I will teach you. Be attentive. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. I will make it bare to you. See you the Lord.
Amen. Revelation chapter 7. I may be a little bit scattered tonight. Just bear with me. But that's how I'm just following it. Amen. So they have to reveal to us the parchment of service. The Lord told me one time, he said, you might do well in the days of Christ and might not do well in the days of the living God. I was shocked, sir. You know, we are assuming that if you did well in the days of Christ, you might do well in the days of Christ. And when it comes to the days of the living God, when the things of the living God is being revealed, you will not do well. We can find it in the book of Revelation. Those churches in the book of Revelation, they all did well. For them to be able to arrive where they were, they have all done well to be able to arrive there, but they were not doing well again as they were required. You know, sometimes you can maybe want to reference on what you have done in the time past, but Paul said, leaving the things that are behind, that's the attitude we should have. When we come to service, we should have that attitude of always living. You know, somewhere, the things that we have done, even myself, you can, you know, I remember I was talking with my wife this afternoon. You know, we are just discussing about some things. And I was telling him about some of the things, you know. But after I finished, I remembered that will not count for this season. That will not count for this season because our service is supposed to be progressive. Meaning, when they show you the standard of service, you are supposed to follow it. You are supposed to serve him this way. So you can be referencing on what was past, and then that which is that is past might make you not. Even the church in the book of Hebrews, that was the same thing with them. The church in the book of Hebrews, why Paul had to take a whole book, 13 chapters, writing to them, they have come to Mount Zion. They didn't even know where they were. Amen. Amen. They didn't even know where they are. They were still making reference to what they used to be. In fact, there were some of them that, you know, like, let's go back to milk. Let's go back to milk. That, are you sure this thing we are doing where we are right now? But you see, one of the progressive thing about Revelation, one of the progressive thing about the, I'll call it the prophetic grace, the prophetic ministry that is over this community of Word of Righteousness is the progressive nature. Yes, sir. Amen. Is a progressive nature of the Word of God in our midst. The progressive nature of the Word of God. And the progressive nature of the Word of God is also seen to make us consistently move and not settle. There be moves that have settled. But God somehow is not allowing. I want to say to us, please, brethren, let's take it to heart and be thankful to God. You know why? Because I've not seen, sir, maybe there might be, but I've not seen, I'm not saying that we are there, but I've not seen a company like this, sir, before. I've not seen a company like that. I've not seen. I'm not ignorant. I studied church history very well. I've not seen a progressive community, progressive in revelation, progressive in light, sir. Journeying is mercy. So in other words, what they are showing us as we are progressing is the parchment of service. They are showing us how to serve God. how we have to serve him. So like I said, the way we served previously might not be acceptable by the time they are showing you how to serve now. Because it's how you serve now that will qualify you for the ceiling. Amen. Amen. Let's go back to that book of Revelation. Till we have sealed the servants of God. Amen. Who are they sealing? The servants of God. Where? Now, not on their forehead, in their forehead. It's not a wrong English. It's not a wrong, this is a prophetic English. Meaning he's talking about content. What is inside, not just outside. So you're looking for what is outside, you'll be missing the point. It's actually a work that is inside, like you quoted, sir, when you were teaching. For him has the Father sealed. What did the Father see? Well, are you seeing anything on the head of Jesus? But you know he was sealed. He was sealed. Amen. Amen. The Father sealed him. So what is going to be sealing is a work that is done on the inside. I'm sure Pastor has taught it, but I'll still touch it a little bit. But let me just drive it this way. Now, I was talking about seal as a necessity, something that has to be done among the people before judgment. So I believe, sir, that the seal of the living God is a seal, because this is the seal of the Father, is the seal of the living God. Yes, that's the seal of the Father, is the seal of the living God. Because the living God is the Father. Yes, now, if it is so in the book of Revelation, amen. If we just examine that book of Revelation, chapter 7, you know, it was actually those who are sealed that helped the rest of the company. And what did they help them to do? They helped them to come to the place of service. Yes. Look at it. Meaning the rest of the church didn't know how to serve God. This is a pattern, oh. This is a pattern that will be, this is a prophecy. This is a prophetic pattern. It will be fulfilled in this day, in this time, in this season that we are. Meaning God is going to be sealing some people, and he will seal them. And after sealing them, then the rest of the church will now understand what it means to serve God. If you don't serve him acceptably, with reverence and godly fear. When you look at that book of Hebrews chapter 12, 28, it said, wherefore, now, give me the verse before. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removal of those things that are shaken as of things that are made. That those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Then go further. Wherefore we receiving. Are you seeing it? What are we receiving?
Kingdom.
I'm not hearing you. What are we receiving?
Kingdom.
Kingdom that cannot be shaken is an everlasting kingdom.
Yes,
kingdom that cannot be shaken is everlasting kingdom. Now he's receiving salvation in a sense. His salvation is receiving the seal of salvation, or the end of your faith, which is the salvation of your soul. It doesn't mean that they will give you one city to rule. They will just give you a life that cannot be shaken, because there's a shaking coming. So before the shaking comes, you are expected to receive that which cannot. So what I see as kingdom that cannot be shaken is a life that cannot be shaken. A life that cannot be moved. A life that is everlasting. Everlasting is not because it's going to last forever. No, it's a quality of life. Kai, everlasting life is a quality of life. It's a quality of life that a believer or we believers should come into. A quality of life. Let me give an example. You know, there are, even the way the economy is going right now. Amen. Praise God. Even the way the economy is going right now, hearts are shaking. Some people, their hearts are failing them. Even people who have money more than you. I'm telling you the truth. People who have money, in fact, it's even those who have money that are even more afraid. Why? Because their money is their God. Their money is what they rely on. Their money is their defense. Their money actually is their life. That's why I say you can't serve God and mammon. So it's still service. Amen. Because what you serve is actually what you serve with your life. What has become life to you? So I discovered it's even those who have that their hearts are shaking right now. But for you, you seem, I look at your faces, you are okay, you're contented. You are not, even though I'm not saying that we all go to the same market. Is it not the same market we go? It's the same market. But somehow you're not ruffled, you're not troubled. Now, what did that? It's just what you've been exposed to. What you have been hearing. You've been hearing Christ and heard Christ. And you didn't even know then that Christ that I was being taught you was to stabilize you. He said, the peace of God that passeth understanding will keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. So you go to the same market, but you're not shaking. You're not shaking. There's a calmness that is around you. Even though you know that everywhere things are tough. Things are tough. Things are. And can I tell you something, brethren? It will get tougher. Yeah. And I'm not telling you because I'm an economist. I'm telling you because that's what the Lord spoke to me about. The Lord told me from 2023 that things are going to get tough and tough and tough, and it will be going tough and tougher and tougher. But he said to me something. He said, for those who have followed me, those who have relied on me, those who have walked with me, I will keep them. Amen. I will provide for them. Amen. So we are in a very great season. Oh. So everlasting life, sir, is a life, if Christ, the teaching of Christ has developed you, developed a kind of life in you that makes you, even with what is going on, you seem to be at peace. You are not moved. How much more everlasting life? So I want you to understand the workability of everlasting life in this season. What is actually going to make out of you? It's going to make you in such a way that men, why men, is actually where they say, when men shall say, there's a casting down, you say there's a lifting up. Hallelujah. And they'll be wondering, where did you come from? It's not in the same Nigeria. It's not in the same economy. No, it's not the same life. Hallelujah. It's not the same life. I found a life, an anchor to my soul, both sure and steadfast, that entereth within the veil. You see, all these doctrines we are teaching, all the doctrines we've been hearing, you'll be seeing the reality of it playing out in your everyday life. You just discover that you have anchored on a rock. Pastor, let me ask you a question. Have you ever wondered, is in this season that you're getting a land? That's good. Can I tell you something? I remember those days, I told them, I think fuel was just increased by one of my pastors was reminding me about it. I've forgotten it some time ago. I think some years ago when fuel was increased, and then there was agitation everywhere. I told him, I said, calm down. The Lord will keep us. Even if fuel is 1,000, we will buy it. Amen. Amen. Now, what I'm saying is that the Lord will keep us. Amen. Now, someone is not just, it's not agidi. It's not strength. It's not agbara. It's life. Stature. Your heart is stable. Said, great peace have them that love thy law. Nothing. Economy won't offend them. Things that are coming that will offend others won't offend them. Because they love thy law. Are you seeing what this thing, the effect of it in the life of those who have been hearing it, it will soon show. You will now know that you are not wasting your time. You will now know that all the time you spend, some people are saying, what are you doing in church? You spend hours in church. What kind of church? What kind of pastor is that? That don't want the people to be productive. No, I want to be sealed. I don't want to be productive. I want to be sealed. What can you produce? What can you? Well, they called you to seal you. They didn't tell you to come and produce anything. A seal is also a sign of ownership. It's a sign that the Father, oh my God, is a sign that you have been completely owned. And I don't think our Father is a bad master. He will provide for you. Amen. 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 I'm just saying so that you will know that the things you're not wasting your time. What you're doing is it will show. In fact, we are in the season when it will begin to show. In Malachi, it says, you return and see the difference between them that serve me and them that serve me not. Are you seeing it? What's the difference? Seal. He said, you return and see the difference between them that serve me and them that serve me not. The difference is seal. Meaning there will be a clear difference. There will be a clear difference. How? In life. Not in the world to come yet. Not in heaven. I'm saying in this Nigeria. In this Ibadan. I remember one time I was coming from a mission walk. It was precisely from Just finished having a very powerful meeting, and I was coming back, and then the plane began to misbehave. I've entered some very deadly plane. The Lord has kept me. Sometimes I used to think, am I okay? Am I crazy? What is wrong with me? I remember entering one like that. Before we took off, the pilot told us that the plane is not starting. Amen. Listen to the story now. He wasn't playing pranks on us because we are already in the plane. We've wasted time when we are supposed to start, to take off. We are not able to take off. He told us that we should please hold on, that the plane is not starting, that the generator, the way you use battery to start a car is not battery, it's a generator that starts the engine in the plane, that the generator failed. The generator failed, and that they want to bring external generator to now start the plane. So the person by my side told me, what if he fails in there? But immediately the pilot said, the generator is not, the plane is not starting. That we want to bring external generator to jump start it. Yeah, that was the word he used, jump start. The way you jump start your car. So I just saw some people just to open the, what do you call that place? The cabin, carry their bag. I just sat down and was laughing. What gave me that confidence? I don't even know. I was just laughing. I said nothing will happen to this plane. Because I didn't make, there was no, the Lord didn't tell me such. So nothing is going to happen to this plane. The person who was by my side was just, you know, asking questions. I said, calm down, man. Calm down. I said, the way it happens, I have to now start answering him. I said, you know when you jump start your car? When you jump start your car, and then the car, then you remove the battery you used to jump start it, and the car starts going on, and then the engine now begins to charge the battery. I said, that's what happens. So it's not going to fail in the air. Once the engine starts, it has started, we'll get to where we're going. The guy was looking at me and said, are you sure? Are you sure? So we took off. When we got into the air, then the plane started, you know, turbulence. You know, you could just tell those who managed to stay, either because they had something they were going to be doing there and they didn't want to go and start, you know, waiting to fly the next day or something like that. When turbulence started like that, I started laughing. The guy asked me, why are you laughing? I said, because the people that moved out of that before he took off, that left when the pilot announced what he announced, I said, if they were here, they would say, he has failed. I said, don't worry, it's just turmoil. It's just normal thing in the plane. And then, thank God, we were able to get to where we are going to. But there was one I was actually talking about, very, 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 I knew there was an angel involved in that one. You know, because we just took off from Jos, want to fly to Kaduna and drop those in Kaduna. All of a sudden, I don't know what wind he entered into. We just said, bim, the plane will go up. Bah, bah, bim. People, amen. I hope we'll be able to go further tonight. I hope my story is not too much. But I want to show you what these things you're hearing, what is actually working out inside of you. Because in this season, you will see the effect of it. So when the thing started doing like that, up, down, when I mean, bim, it will go up again. And then people were, I didn't know that we have so many believers, even Muslims there, we are shouting Jesus. Everybody was shouting. Some people were speaking in tongues. A pregnant woman beside me was the person I pitied so much. She was almost passing out. She was breathless, almost wanting to vomit, you know. And I was just calming her down. I held her and just, she was the one that I was just praying for, calming her down. But it still kept on going for a period of 15 minutes or more. That's what was happening. So eventually, by the time the thing calmed down, in fact, by the time we got to Kaduna to drop Kaduna people to now start coming to Lagos, the guys in Kaduna say, the Lord will see you people too. He said, the Lord will escort you. God will escort you home in Jesus' name. I was laughing. So the lady beside me asked me, you are calm. You are so calm. What is the matter? What about you? Why are you calm like this? I just told her, I said, I'm coming from a meeting. I'm a preacher. I'm coming from a meeting, and we just had a wonderful meeting, and I'm going home to meet my family, and nothing will happen to me on the way. That's why I'm calm. I'm not perturbed. Now somebody will ask, are you what? No, it's not just faith, because I said when that thing was jumping, but there was an anchor. There was something that was there that was not, he didn't allow my heart. I've had experiences where it was like things are going to turn up, but somehow my heart is kept. After that season, I even wondered, what was wrong with me? Was I okay? Because I didn't behave like every other person. But you're no more like every other person. You might not know it now. It might not, because occasion that will reveal that has not yet come. But I'm telling you that the season that is coming, a time of shaking, a time of trouble that is coming, is going to reveal what stuff you're made up of. And that is why the Father is rushing to seal us. That's why he's rushing to seal us. The seal of the Father is the final sealing. That's the seal every believer should raise to, get to. But you can't get there without serving. For every seal, sir, you know, you were teaching it, there's the seal of the Holy Ghost. There's a seal of Christ. The seal of the Holy Ghost, I hope you know, it wasn't the day you gave your life to Christ that you are sealed with the Holy Ghost. Not at all. Not at all. Sealing is not like that. Sealing is a work that has to be done. A work must have been done. Something must have been communicated. A life must have been raised. I don't know if you're following what I'm saying. And then it must come. Now, when you see men who have the seal of the Holy Ghost, you look at men like Stephen. Those are Holy Ghost men. They are men of the Holy Ghost. They didn't just receive gifts. They didn't just receive infilling. Now, the Lord told the disciples, was talking to the disciples about the Holy Ghost. You know, the disciples, amen, they received the Holy Ghost with a walk. We receive Holy Ghost today without a walk. So the difference in manifestation will not be the same. Those men had already received bishopric because before Holy Ghost came on them. But for you to receive bishopric, you must have stature. So they all had stature. So you can see why that church, you know, was able to journey very fast, sir. One of the things the Lord told me, you know, one of the time I was asking the Lord about his comings, he said he has come to church. He has come to the church. He came to the early church. In some ages, I'm talking about after the Lord had, you know, after seasons have come that the Lord actually came. He said he came. He came when a company fulfills the requirement of service and finishes it, he comes to seal them. So this matter of seal is not just, it's just that this time it has to now be sealing en masse. Sealing en masse. Sealing because there's a number that has to be completed. There has to be a critical mass of people that has to be sealed at once. And the ceiling is to bring the dragon down. But as per ceiling, the Lord has always come to seal. You know, looking at church history also, you could see there are some seasons where some men, it might not be many, it might just be a group, we're able to journey remnants, that's the word. They were able to journey to a point. And I always discover, sir, that remnant, they always face fierce tribulation, trouble, fierce wrath of the enemy, discouragement, all kinds of things that is thrown at them just there as they are being thrown at us. The enemy fights us, so he hates us. But I was encouraging them. I said, God's love is much more than hate. Amen. But you could find those seasons, you know, seasons. Let me give you an example. I was just wondering what happened to Wuchman Yi, the move in China. It was a season. God raised that man. What he taught, what he even preached, because I listened to some of his messages on YouTube, what he preached, witness Lee, his son, described him as one who had the revelation of God. That's how he described Watchman Nee. The guy, I don't know. The guy didn't go to school, though. The guy stopped in secondary school. But he has, my God, understanding that when I see him, I just see that decay. He has sight. Sometimes when I see daddy, I just, where on earth does he fetch? This is not the same Bible we are reading. It's a Bible. But how he will weave it. And then those of us who have and known him, when he says something, you know, there are some things he will say, you'll be fighting like, I don't fight it. Because I know it will land well. Eventually you will see it. He was teaching recently. He said, I know what I'm seeing. You might not be seeing it, but you will see it. I said, we will see it now. That's what I said. We will see it. We've been seeing it. Right from that time when you declare some things, he's looking. I remember, you know, we've had seasons. He has said some things that made some people carry their Bible and left. And said, this is not. This is where we are talking about Christ. Great faith, hope, charity. And then we began to talk about there's something more. Everlasting life is not Christ. You know, and then some of us who we are also, you know, lieutenants, you know, I remember one of the meetings I was teaching, I was just, because normally what I'll do, I'll take some of the things he has taught and try to make people understand it, you know, more. And I was teaching, I said, Christ is not enough. Hey, Jesus. Now, but if, no, they said it was heresy, but the Lord enabled me that day. I remember that day it was writing the vision. I was able to, you know, tie up the knots and then showed it that actually Christ is not talking about our Lord Jesus himself. That Christ is a program. It's a program that a man should have. Just like you have the seal of the Holy Ghost. But if you say the Holy Ghost is not enough, we are not talking about him as a person. We are talking about what he is to give to us, or the program is supposed to run, because three of them are supposed to run their program in the same church. One after the other, they will finish this program, hand you over to the next person. He will run his own program, hand you over to the last person who will now run his own program and seal you. And you are filled with all the fullness of God. It's there in all the Bible. But you know how to get offended when you hear some things. Amen. Hallelujah. So you have the seal. I'm just buttressing what Pastor said. You have the seal of the Holy Ghost. Then you have the seal of Christ. Timothy. He said, let the foundation of the Lord stand there sure, having this seal. And what is the seal? So it's the name of Christ that is the seal. And Christ is foundation. I don't know if you're following what I'm saying. Christ is foundation. Say, let he that nameth the name of Christ. So this seal, what it delivers to us is the name of Christ. The other one delivers to us the name of the Holy Ghost. Yes, sir. Then this one is supposed to deliver to us the name of the Father. Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Aren't you excited?
Yes,
aren't you excited? But I'm just trying to make you see something, that this sealing is not for nothing.
Yes,
you will see the need for this sealing in the times ahead of us. So like I've just shown to you, that the one I was trying to make you see is that seal always comes before judgment. Let me put it this way. When you say judgment, separation. There will always be separation. Amen. Praise God. Now, the church in the book of Revelation, those multitude didn't see the need of sealing. Just like many in church today do not see the need of what we are doing. They won't see it. But they will see it very soon.
Amen.
I'm not hearing you say amen now.
Amen.
They will see it very soon. How? Like the lady beside me in the plane was saying, why are you come. What about you? Because she happens to be a believer. She wasn't an unbeliever. She wasn't an unbeliever. She was a believer. I mean, she's a believer. And she was wondering. In fact, she was like, what do you know that I don't know? Of course, I couldn't have started teaching her all the doctrine. I just told her that I'm coming from a meeting and we just had a wonderful meeting and nothing's going to happen here. I'm going to get home safely. And everybody that's in this place is going to get home with me. You know, it's the same thing with Paul. He told you, I assured them, I said, you guys don't understand, because I'm here, no life will be lost. Amen. Now, what was he saying? The guy had the seal of Christ. The guy has the. Paul had the seal of Christ. Yes, buckle. You don't understand. When they say you see an angel with a seal, you'll be thinking of maybe one angel will be appearing in the dream and sitting. No. That angel is working with another servant or a minister. So that angel will ensure that that minister is tailored to teach in a particular way to bring certain understanding to the people of God so that they'll know how to walk in order for to be sealed. He won't just carry. This is not movie. This is program. But it's just that program cannot be unleashed on the people until such announcement, until such permission is given in the heavens. Are you with me? So Paul had a lot of sealing, and he still knew that there was a lot of work for him to do. There was a lot of sealing. He was going to a particular place. The Lord had told him he will preach in Rome. He will stand before kings. I mean, if the Lord tells you that, now why do you have to worry? Even when the viper, so you could see Satan, the viper fastened itself to Paul's hand. That thing was Satan anger. You know why? Because he was going to Rome. Men, we are going to be sealed. For 2 years, he rented an apartment and thought. What he was teaching was actually what was giving rise to turmoil in the kingdom. It's very simple, sir. As he was teaching, angels were coming. Because angels will be bringing those things. As they are coming, they are confronting some spirits that are in Rome. That's how Rome was brought down. You know, so I always wondered, why is it that all those, Peter went to Rome, Paul went to Rome, all those apostles, what do they go to confront? The seat of the devil is there. Yeah. They want to confront the beast. So for someone like Paul, they wanted to stop him on the way. He shouldn't get there. Lest that Euroclidon is not ordinary thing. It's a falling spirit that was in charge of that thing. One, I believe he was sent to, the injunction would have been, stop Paul on the way. Let him not get to Rome, because they know what he would do. Yeah. They know what he did in the city of Ephesus. Yeah. A man was just teaching and teaching and teaching, and Diana fell. Hey. Ah! Glory! Aren't you excited? What they are giving to you are things that will bring down spirits. Just in one place, teaching, so mightily grew the word and prevailed in the city of Ephesus.
Yeah.
who is going to help us?
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Mahane. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Shavano Mahalia. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Shabononia. Halavanate. I'm showing you secrets. I'm showing you how to deal with spirits. I'm showing you how to deal with spirit. Oh, I'm showing you how to war spirits. I'm showing you even from scriptures. I'm showing you even the patterns in scriptures. I'm showing you how to deal with spirit. I'm showing you how to deal with spirit. Even the spirit in this land. Even the spirit in this city. Even the spirit in this land. How to bring them down. How to tear their works. How to tear their works. How to destroy their works. How to destroy their buildings. I'm showing you how to destroy their buildings. I'm showing you so that you'll be consistent. You'll be consistent. You'll be consistent. So that you'll be consistent. So that you'll be consistent. Don't be distracted. Don't be distracted. Don't be distracted from the doctrine. Don't be distracted from the word. Don't be distracted from the discipline of staying on the word. Don't be distracted. They will come to distract you with legitimate. They will show you other things to attend to. They will point to you other things to shift to. Oh, they don't want you to stay on the word. They don't want you to stay on the word. But I'm bringing strength to you to be resilient. Be resilient. Stay on the word. Stay on the word. Stay on the word. Oh, stay on the word. Stay on the teaching. It's teaching. It's teaching. It's teaching. It's teaching. It's the key. Teaching is the key. His teaching is the key to bring down spirit. Teaching is the key to set men free. Teaching is the key to redirect their works. Teaching, teaching, stay, stay, stay in it. Stay in it. Out of season. In season and out of season. In season and out of season. Be resilient even in staying to hear. Be resilient even in staying to teach. Be resilient. Continue and spirit will fall. Spirit will lose their grips in the air. Spirit will fall and men will be delivered. Even beyond this place, the city will change before your very eyes. Yeah. Stay teaching. Just stay teaching. Men will bring forth their idols. You will not even ask them to bring it, but they will bring it. You will set them free. Stay teaching. Spirit does not want you to be consistent. But I bring wisdom and I bring strength and I bring insight for you to be resilient. See the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. So I was talking about the seal as something that comes before judgment. You could find it in the scriptures. So there was a judgment, impending judgment from that Revelation chapter 7. It said, don't hurt the earth until we have sealed the servants of God on their forehead. So you can see seal comes sometimes before judgment. And checking it out from what I saw is that even in those days, there have been judgments also. When I mean judgment here, I'm not just talking about giving of judgment. I'm talking about judgment. God judging evil, judging. Now, if the Lord has not left us a seed, would have been like Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, Sodom and Gomorrah had to be judged because of Isaac. It was in the same time that they conceived Isaac that Sodom and Gomorrah had to be there. So God had to judge Sodom and Gomorrah because of Isaac, the seed that was to arrive. But before they judged Sodom and Gomorrah, Abraham had to receive a seal. So the visitation that those angels came was actually a seal. So these things have been in the scriptures. It's a seal of obedience. He had walked with God and has given God. And God was about to bring about something. Amen. But he can't bring that thing without judging. So the Lord was also showing me that in seasons past over the earth, the Lord has had to judge some civilizations. The Lord has to judge some error. Yes, sir. He had to judge them so that the seed can remain. Hallelujah. Because he knows that the seed is still in the minority. He knows that the seed is not yet where they should be as in strength. Yeah. I don't know whether you understand me. It's not yet where it should be as in strength. The same thing happened also, you remember, in the days of the early church, Herod had to be judged. Herod had to be judged because the church was still in a cradle stage, and the guy, Satan, just landed on his head, and he was just killing, wanting to kill apostles. It was Satan, sir. So sometimes the Lord judges. When he judges, he removes footstool. That's just what he does. Just remove the footstool. When he removes the footstool, the spirit does not have, because even to raise footstool is not easy. Even for them, even those fallen spirits, it takes them time to raise footstool. Their own footstool, it takes them time. So Herod has been one, and one of the things about Herod, they talked about Herod, he was a fox. And he was corny. That was a son of devil. That was a son of devil. Amen. Praise God. That was a son of devil. So they had to judge him. That angel had to smite him and then worm ate him up. Why? So that the church can go forward. Church can be preserved. So you see, the Lord has come to judge. But like I said, each time the Lord comes to judge, you will see, if you study carefully, you will see either the seal of the Holy Ghost had actually occurred. Like that early church, there was a seal of the Holy Ghost. So they can judge. The seal of Christ, in the season of Christ, when you begin to see those men go to Rome, it was also to judge. God will have to judge. So God judged empires. God judged eras. God judged kingdom because of the seed. Amen. Amen. Now, likewise, also the seed of, or what I call the generation of the everlasting father, that are going to bear the seal of the everlasting father. Amen. Amen. Now, God will have to also, it's also a season of judging. God has, it's like that, God has to judge. God has to judge. Without that judgment, a lot of people are still being held. When you see some persuasions in church, when you see some persuasions, you know, some understanding where some people hold some things, you know, and, you know, those things are not allowing them move. So God will also allow shaking. That shaking is also to judge spirits, because it's spirits that have been using that to hold them. I don't know if you're following me tonight. Are you understanding me? So the Lord will also judge. And one of the judgment that the Lord is bringing in this season, so that you can know, is a judgment against the spirit that is leading men to second death. Yes. Right now, they are, amen, spirits that are, Kai. So God had mercy on the church.
Yes, sir.
Globally.
Yes, sir.
Kai. Sir. Sa, ma. Thank God for the church in the United States. Thank God for the men of God there. Thank God for men of God in Nigeria who also discerned it and prayed.
Thank you, sir.
I believe the reason why the Lord made them pursue our brother, the prophet,
yes,
to U.S. was to help them.
It was for that assignment. Yes,
the Lord was just showing me. He said, that thing is going to affect Nigeria. He said, the Lord said, the prayer we prayed in Nigeria didn't fail.
Wow.
But it's coming through another route.
Wow. Thank you, sir.
It's coming through another route. You know, we are just praying for our country to be good, you know, so that development can. No, God is seeing spirits that needs to be judged. Spirits that needs to. And it might be possible that the person we are praying that should have come in didn't have stature for to judge those spirits. It may not have had stature for to deal with it. Because the full stool of those men, when I'm talking about full stool, men who are footstool of those spirits that are driving the agenda of second death. Ferocious. Ferocious. Driving it. He may not have been able to withstand them. Those guys are intelligent. You know, Satan has given them intelligence. So they know how to rope a nation in. They know how to hold your leader. You call him your leader. He's not the one leading you. There's a shadow government. They just told you. It's just a shadow. There's a shadow government that you're not seeing. Forget about what you're seeing. In men who the devil has decked with wisdom, so they will rope your whoever you call your leader. I don't know if the person that we wanted to come in actually had the stature to be able to deal with those footstools of those spirits. But thank God. Like I said, thank God that the Lord showed us mercy, sir. Because the Lord wants to judge. And sir, there's going to be a lot of shaking. There's going to be a lot of shaking. Now, why is the shaking? Sir, primarily because of this seal. Is this thing we are talking about in this season. That's the reason for the judgment. Yes, amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You can see a like of it, you know, in the scriptures. You know, as I was just preparing, I stumbled, you know, just checking scriptures. You know, Ezekiel chapter 9. Can we read it? Very interesting passage.
Yes, sir.
Ezekiel, okay, you've seen it, but praise God. Ezekiel chapter 9. Let's read from, where do we start reading? Let's read from verse 4. We might not start from verse 1. From verse 4. And the Lord said unto, the other one is not there. And the Lord said unto him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem. And what will you do? I'm not hearing you. Do what? That's a seal. Set a mark upon the forehead of the men that we are what? That sigh and that cry for all the abomination that be upon the midst thereof. Are you seeing it? So there's an abomination. So when the Lord sees second death, because second death is galloping seriously over mankind, that's abomination upon the earth. The abomination that causes. So what he wants to quickly do is to seal the servants before he shakes. He will seal his servants before he shakes. So he said, men that sigh. That sigh is not just his sin is an activity. You know, like the Bible talked about the iniquity that was in Sodom vexed the soul of Lot.
Wow. Yes, sir.
You know, so constantly you find, why you found Lot? Where did the angels meet Lot? In his room? Where? At the gate of the city. What was he doing at the gate of the city? What was he doing at the gate of the city? What was going on has vexed him so much. So he was looking for something. And then a mysteries of heaven came. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In a way, in a manner, removing him from there was to preserve him. It was a kind of seal. Removing him before they judged Sodom.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't know if you're following what I'm saying. But you can't call it seal, sir, because, you know, there's a way it looks like. It doesn't look like it. But for me, I feel the person that really they judged Sodom because a man had walked with him, Abraham, had walked with God. So I'm showing you a pattern here. Let's say that Abraham is those in the book of Revelation that we are sealed, and then Lot was like the remaining of the servants. Are you seeing what I'm saying, talking about here? It's a pattern. God does things in patterns. Are you seeing what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Did you see what I just said now? Now when you read the book of Revelation, it said, talked about verse 9, it said, after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, all of nations, kindreds, and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb. What were they doing? Clothed with white robe and with what? In their hands. And go further. Cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God. Amen. So they cried for salvation. Initially, they didn't pay attention to salvation. Salvation is the seal of the living God.
Yes, sir.
Salvation is the seal of the Father. They didn't care about it, but now, because of the shaking, because of the tribulation, they cried to our God. They cried unto God with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God. Amen. And then they were with palms in their hands. He said they were before the throne, serving God. So they now learn to serve. Are you seeing it? They now learn to serve. They began to serve. Amen. Amen. They began to serve. So the pattern that I was showing you was Abraham had walked and got to a point where God had to judge Sodom. But in judging Sodom, Lot and his family had to be removed from Sodom. Yes, amen. Yeah. Amen. You know, when you get to heaven, you see Lot. He was a righteous. He was a righteous. Amen. He had a righteous soul. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Can we go further? Yes, so in Ezekiel, give me that Ezekiel. Let's read it again. Amen. One of the things the Lord will require from us as we are hearing this thing is sighing and crying. We must mourn. Now, let me show you what mourning does. Mourning makes you, if you don't mourn, if you don't cry, you will be overtaken. If you don't mourn, if you don't cry, you will be overtaken. You might think maybe you've got, let me just show you this. You know, because we are together, you know, because we are in a company, you would think you are that strong. No, it is the strength of the company. It's the administration of God over a people that you are enjoying. I've seen brethren who we are okay, sir. Who we are okay when they were here in the company, traveled out of the country. There's one, I had to be shouting on him to correct his head. So I now knew that all this while, he had just been kept because he was in the midst of the company. Now, but I've also seen some who traveled, and sir, you bear me witness, Pastor Tayo. You see them when they got there, some of them, when they got there, they picked up in a tremendous way. One of the reasons is that when they got there, I remember a brother who was with us for some time. He was hearing what we are teaching and hearing what we are teaching. He couldn't relate with it until he traveled to Germany. When he got to Germany, he now said, he now said, this is this world. I'm now seeing it very well. So he saw a need. Now, this is what I'm saying. When he saw that, mourning or crying and hissing is a lifestyle of one who must be sealed. Yes, if you lack that lifestyle, you see yourself drawing back. I'm telling you the truth. So you see some of them, they had to, you know, do something. They didn't just relax. They had to do something. In fact, God helped us. Many of them had to. Some of them are living in the U.S. They are not as if they are living there. You don't understand what I mean? It's not as if they are, you know, there's surfeiting. There's pleasure. If there's anywhere there's pleasure, Satan gave the West, the Western nations, brilliance to create, craft all manner of pleasure. If you get into shopping mall, you will sir. It's not just shop, sir. It's not just shop alone. You will, all kinds of ideas will come into your head. I know some people, because they want to live a kind of life, because there, you know, we have some bread. That's why I said some have to live as mourners and weepers in that place. They have to live a life of faith, because we say mourning, sighing, crying is faith. It's faith life.
Yes,
they have to live like that. The Lord had to also police them, not to do what they would have loved to do. Because that place can just suck you in, swallow you. You get into a shopping mall, you will see all manner of things. All manner of things. You will, in order to meet up, pick up 2-3 jobs. Why some? I had to teach them. Go to Goodwill. There's a shop we call Goodwill. Pastor, you know Goodwill. We buy things from Goodwill too. I said, go there. You'll get some things that are good because it's Goodwill. Go to outlets. Go to where they are doing... You know, don't you know those ones that you see on the what do you call that mannequin? All those things they are calling you. It's not the clothes. It's not the clothes. It's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle they want. Those it's spirits that now. Please don't misunderstand me. I'm not against wearing good clothes. I don't dress badly. But I'm talking about when it now becomes your life. If you're not careful, there's a way it will just wear you. I've seen brethren who got there and lost it completely. Because they were not mourning. They were not sighing. They were not crying. So he said, those who were crying... Those who we are sighing, he says, put a mark on them.
Yes.
Meaning, I'm saying that crying, that sighing is a kind of life. It's a life of one who is not settling.
Yeah.
One who is not at home with this present age. Is a kind of life which we are expected to live as pilgrims,
yeah,
as strangers.
Yeah.
Is expressed in faith kind of life. It's expressed in subjective leading. See, the Lord subject you to a particular manner of life and you accept it. Some they subject them, they'll fight and break out of it. Because you don't want to sigh. Because you don't want to cry. But you see, it's those who are like that they will see. Let's read further. What are they sighing? What are they crying about? For all the abominations. All the abominations that be done in the midst thereof. Then the next verse. And to the others he said in my hearing, go ye after him through the city and do what? Let not your eyes spare, neither have pity. Slay them utterly. Completely. Amen. So you can see, I've just shown you that each time they seal, they're about to judge. So when they're talking about sealing, it's because there's an imminent judgment. There's something coming. Why am I saying this? I want you to not just... When we were in a lorry, you know, we are in a lorry together.
Yes,
and I was saying that our meetings, some of these teams are not team. They are not team. They are not just what Pastor just, maybe he had checked and checked and checked. Okay, what do we do? What do we call this year? What do we call this year? What was last year? The message and the promise. Okay, this year, let's do, amen. Pastor is a man of the spirit, amen. And that's how it is with all the centers in this community. They follow program. They follow leading. It's the same thing. Amen. So this is not a team. This is an announcement. If you are in the spirit, you're able to discern it, that this is an announcement in the realm of the spirit. This is not, are you hearing me now? This is not a team. This is not just a program that after these 7 days, then you return back to where you are. No, you will not return back to where you were before. I'm praying that after this meeting, you will indeed, if not sealed, close to the place where they will seal you. Yeah. I'm praying that indeed, before this meeting ends, if you've not seen the reason to mourn, you will begin to mourn. You begin to cry. You begin to hiss. Meaning you will submit to the lifestyle of the Spirit. Say, they that mourn in Zion, to give them what? Beauty for ashes. The oil of joy for mourning. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So you could see what they all had in Zion. So everybody in Zion, if you're in Zion, what will make you not to be easy is to be like this. To be at ease is to not see the need to mourn. One of the things that could make you not see the need to mourn is because you feel we've made this much progress. What else are we looking for? What else are we looking for? No. See, sir, as we are journeying, the Lord is going to be blessing us. The Lord is going to increase the people. The Lord is going to also bless us naturally. But, I pray you, make sure your soul is migrating. Make sure your soul is migrating. No matter what they give you in the, you're going to get married, you're going to have children, you're going to own a car, you're going to own a house, you're going to have things. You're also going to have a lot of people come. You know, some people will come because of things showing up externally. But make sure your soul is migrating. Don't allow yourself. Make sure you're changing. Make sure you're changing. Make sure you're in the, you know, you can have all those things that you're a mourner. Yeah. You can have all those things and you're still mourning. Yes, sir. So one of the things I've noticed in my life is that the Lord does not allow me to sit down. Somebody might look at me and say, "Ah, Pastor, Pastor, God has helped you in this word of righteousness." But sir, fire is always under my seat all the time. Fire, meaning they are not allowing me sit down to rest. If at all I'm resting, it's just my body resting. Inside, I am not resting. What I mean, I'm not resting. It's not as if I'm afraid of tomorrow. No. More. Such that they don't, you know, even we say, you know, there's a way you can say, "More, Lord, I desire you more." There are some things that will come your enter into your. I told one of my sons, I said, "What will you do if you just see $20 million land into your account?" That is when you will now see the need for stature. Because if you don't have stature, I can tell you, I lie not. The soul can rest. The soul, you don't know those things are powerful. There's a way your soul can confident rest. Now I'm not saying you're gonna go back to the world. Rest. You stop fighting. You stop mourning. You, by the time you pay your tithe, even pastor. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, there are some tithes you will pay. Pastor will have to call you. No, it's not. Even me, I will call you. And I'm not kind of. I will call you. I'll find out, oh boy. The Lord has done it again. So what happened this time around? Because I've never seen this time before. And he said, Pastor, the Lord just there's this business I've been pursuing with Microsoft. They just you know, it's those soft guys that have the cash to throw around. Amen. Everything is soft now. Everything is soft. Yeah, that's where the money is. So they just gave me the contract, and I just said, let me pay my tithe. This is the first installment of the payment. The contract is going to last for like 5 years, and then they are paying me like 20M every year. I just said, let me pay my tithe. Amen. Amen. Even the amen will change. Amen. But I want you to treasure. I want you to treasure money. It's a lifestyle. I want you to treasure crying. Now, what that cry, that hissing, that mourning, that crying is a lifestyle. It's not just what you do with your mouth. It's a lifestyle. It's the way you're living. Meaning the Lord is going to measure it out to you. He's going to measure that lifestyle to you. Commandments will come in that area. They will tell you things to do. Commandments that you have to observe. It should keep you in that state of crying. It should keep you in that state of sighing. Amen. But the Father, can you say the Father? Does not just seal like that. I don't think the Holy Ghost just seals like that. No, there's no seal that just comes like that. That has to be a program. Something has to be done in you before they seal you. I believe what the Father looks for to seal is, in fact, before he begins the program of sealing, because the whole stretch of a program, he must have seen the seal of the Holy Ghost and the seal of Christ. Then they can commence the program. Just like they will not commence. You know, when Paul was actually a sealer. He was an apostle of the New Testament. That was an apostle. He was a sealer. He said, when I saw your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love towards all the saints, which was the name of the Holy Ghost, then I began to pray that God will give to you, meaning what he was praying for initiation or opening of the seal of Christ. That administration, that program will not be run in a church that has not, they've not yet received. It might not be the whole church, but some people must have the Holy Ghost. Not as a gift. Not as infilling, but as a life. Part of the life of the Holy Ghost is that they suffered. Those men, they suffered. They endured. They suffered persecution. And they stayed. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Can you give me that place again? Let's just read it finally. Amen. Praise God. Well, you gave me in Acts of the Apostles. You see, they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy. What kind of men are these? To suffer shame. For what? For his name. That was the name of the Holy Ghost. For his name. You know, you are supposed to be baptized. That's also the program. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Ghost. So you see, the name of the Holy Ghost, they suffered for the name of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. So there is suffering for the name of the Holy Ghost. The suffering is a lifestyle. It's not suffering because you don't have food to eat. No. It's a program they are running. You accepting it and agreeing to it. Amen. Amen. To seal you, they will have to limit you first. You can't just do anything you want to do and expect to be sealed. They have to limit you. That's the prisoner. So when Paul came also with his own seal, he declared himself as the prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we are going to raise another prisoner now. Prisoners now. They are going to be prisoners of the Father. Men who are going to be in prison. I feel that imprisonment is tougher. Sir, the commandments that are coming to us right now, some of the commandments that I get right now, the only thing I have to, I share with my wife. So that, the reason why I share is so that she can be praying for me. Some of them, I just look at it. I just know that, except the Lord helps me. I've kept commandments now. The Lord helped me in those seasons. But there are some that I just, you see the way I lifted my hands. If you don't help me, I can't keep this one. He just has to help me. He just has to. Because I know strength, here there's no boast. That's why I was telling you when I said that, I said, you may have done well in the season of Christ and not do well in this season. So there's no boast. I can't reference to what it was like, you know, and how things we are, or the obedience that I did, and then because of that thing, no, I can do all of that, and then in this season I begin to fail. But that will not be your portion in Jesus' name. God who has brought you this far, Kai, God who has brought you this far will take you to the end. The end is that you'll be sealed. Amen. And the sealing, of course, for you to be sealed, but for you to be sealed, you talked about it, you have to have image. It's the image. When you say seal, see really, you know, I didn't just want to get into it because I'm reserving it tomorrow, but let me say it. The reason why I said seal them, not on, in, is a build up of an image. That's why it's in. They seal you in, not on. The Antichrist, just to round up, the Antichrist gave people mark on. Not in. He gave them mark on to now begin to give them mark in. But he had mark in. Wow. He didn't just have mark on. He had mark in. So what he was now doing was that the reason why he gave the mark on is so that he can begin to now do the work. Because Satan is going to use him to actually progress the work of second death. So mark in is a build up of image. So what the Father wants to see in this end time is what Romans said, whom he did foreknow, he did also predestine to be conformed to the image of his Son. The image of his Son is the image of the Son is the image of the Father. We'll see more of it tomorrow. It's the image of the Father. What God is looking for is people that look like him. That's actually what you call seal. It's not that they will come and... No. Image. Any image that is built up will show on your forehead. Did you understand what I just said now? It will reflect on your countenance. It will show on your face. Amen. It will shine from your face. It will show whose you are. Whose you belong to. Who you resemble, it will show. But it's a build up. Amen. Are you blessed tonight?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Can we begin to give God thanks this evening? Thank you, sir.
We begin to thank the Lord. The Lord has done a great work tonight again. We are grateful. Lift up those hands and appreciate the Lord for blessing us through his servant. Can we appreciate Jesus for speaking to us? The Lord has blessed us greatly. Father, we give you thanks for the great release that you have brought tonight. It was a prophetic downfall. Can we thank Jesus? Can we thank Jesus? Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. I want you to thank the Lord. God blessed you tonight. Believe me, he did. Father, we give you thanks for using your servant greatly to confirm things and also to open up new, fresh thoughts for us. Thank you for using him to bring to us an atmosphere of prophecy concerning the work in Ibadan also. Lord, you have greatly used your servant to bless us. We are grateful. Thank you for giving us an assurance of the things that you have begun to do in our midst, much more helping us to journey further. We are grateful. In Jesus' name.
We believe you have been visited by the Lord through the administration of the Spirit.
You can access other edifying resources via our website,
www.thecitygatechurch.org.
God bless you.